Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Leaders lift up or push down. As both a consultant and in one-on-one conversations with colleagues, I have lost count of how many times I've heard leaders tell me how incompetent their teammates are. When I have gently asked how they could help their teammates improve, the response is usually something like, "I think they are giving me all they have right now." There is an age-old leadership principle that goes something like this. A poor leader doesn't believe his people can achieve more than they already are, so he stops training them and stops expecting great things from them. His people soon discover the level of performance their leader will settle for and then gravitate to that level. The leader then assumes that's all that his people are capable of achieving, so he accepts it as a fact and quits challenging his people to get better. So both reinforce what the other believes, and the vicious downward cycle continues. How sad. But I have found that exemplary leaders believe the best is still to come. They challenge their teammates to strive for greatness. They take time to train, resource, and encourage them to strive for the next level. They don't beat them up or give up on them when they stumble, but they treat stumbles as learning opportunities. They always believe their teammates can achieve more. If you were on a team with a leader like that, wouldn't you want to live up to those expectations? Of course you would. So instead of the vicious downward cycle I just outlined, an environment like this creates a virtuous cycle that keeps pulling people upward. The Apostle Paul talked in virtuous terms about his teammates. He wrote publicly about Timothy, "I have no one else like him," Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. Epaphroditus, "my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier," Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Mark, "he is helpful to me in my ministry," 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. And Luke, "the beloved physician and faithful comrade," Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, to name just a few. Even when he had to speak a challenging, correcting word to the saints in Corinth, he still believed the best for them. I am not sorry that I sent that severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now, I am glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. I am very happy now, because I have complete confidence in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8, 9, and 16. I love that phrase, "I have complete confidence in you." A mark of a godly leader is his supreme confidence in his people to grow and improve. If you feel like your teammates just aren't measuring up, can I suggest that you take a look in the mirror? It may be that your expectations of them are too low, that your attitude toward them has been squelched, and that your words and actions are perpetuating a downward cycle. By changing your attitude toward your teammates, you can put the brakes on that downward pull and begin a brand new virtuous cycle that pulls your entire team and your whole organization up to heights where they have never gone before.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.